This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. Bit of an
issue. You've been in a bit of strife lately.
I know.
Having to talk your way out of this one.
That's right. A cell phone is meant to help you. I mean, it's meant to help you along the way. And give you, you know, an easy time, an easy ride along. You know, it's meant to make your life easier, okay?
It's for your convenience.
That's right.
Every part of it, and, you know, they add new updates, yep. There's new functions,
that's
there's
right.
always something else, you know.
But unfortunately, I granted, my fault, dropped it a few times, all right?
Yes,
I've dropped it a few times, okay? And, I mean, the screen has broken.
Yes.
Granted, the LCD screen works fine.
But when
the
you're,
glass,
you know,
it's,
yeah.
it's dead. It's dead.
Now, 2017, touchscreens are all the rage.
That's right. And along with that comes the home button is also a little bit buggered.
Especially when you're now on a device that, you know, phones used to have multiple buttons.
Yep.
We're in a place where technology only requires a single button.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And if that button's faulty...
Yeah, it causes massive issues. So much so that now the home button seems as if it's always pushed in, right? So when I press the lock button, okay, mm-hmm. it takes a screenshot. And ooh. when it's taken a screenshot and it's on loud, what sort of sound does it make? It makes that shutter sound, you know, like a camera.
I can think of
you
it.
You can think of it? Well, look, you know that sound? That sound.
Are you taking photos of me as we speak?
Well, that could be the photographer in here as well.
Thanks, Judy.
But, yeah, and doing it around people, you know, trying to lock the screen.
And you
but you, that happens. That happens. And
so
I mean,
you're running photo shoots, impromptu photo shoots all the time.
That's right. And, you know, every time, you know, I'm walking down the street or, you know, I'm in a closed off area where you can really hear that noise, it really triggers people to question what you're exactly doing.
Having to explain yourself.
That's right. Like, I mean, I had to, you know.
Did you take a photo of me just
no.
then?
No, sir. I did not take a photo.
And how do you explain? No, I've dropped my phone several times.
Yeah.
This button's broken. And since this button's broken, the other one impacts everything. Everything's a, you
that's
know.
Right. And that's what I said to the officer. And
by the time you've explained it, you're already on a list.
That's right. You're already on the list.
Oh,
you are
no.
on the list.
It reminds me of one of the settings now on my phone is that... Whenever I receive a message or a phone call or something, the camera flash.
Oh, right.
It's going to go crazy.
Of course.
Draw attention.
Yeah,
you know,
to draw
show
attention.
You that,
yeah, that,
you
know. That something's incoming.
That's it.
That's it.
But if you're just using your phone
mm-hmm.
here and there,
mm-hmm.
as I tend to do,
yep.
You know, you'll have your phone out of your pocket.
Yes.
You know, walking past, you know, any sort of situation.
Of course, you know, just walking around using the phone.
A hypothetical situation that definitely didn't occur to me was, you know,
uh-huh.
a lovely couple enjoying their
yep.
picnic at the park, the local park. I'm walking through on my walk. I've got my phone in my hand as I'm walking past.
Uh-huh.
But as it happened to, you called me.
Yes, I unfortunately called you.
And it's just this series of flashes towards this couple trying to enjoy their time
wow.
on the blanket. And it's just me trying to hightail it out of there. I don't want to be the guy taking photos
that's
of,
right. I mean,
of their lovely situation.
It looked like, yeah, it could have looked like that you were taking so many photos of the situation. I mean, luckily it didn't accompany that. Luckily,
no.
because that's a real confirmation.
If you and I
you
had
are.
The same problem,
yeah.
we'd definitely be on a list.
I know. It's and another time, I guess, that's really... I mean, you told me.
Yeah.
The time when, you know, you know, we listen to podcasts.
Podcasts are fantastic.
Fantastic.
Listen to our own sometimes.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, you know, 24/7 all the time.
All the time.
Because it's comedy all the time. Yeah, you were telling me
I was saying that I've been getting into a podcast where they discuss sometimes sensitive issues. It talks about history.
Yeah, it's a historical-based podcast where they tell you all about it.
And a lot of things that happened in history are sometimes hard to handle.
Yeah.
You know, so very, very dramatic or, you know, things from history, we learn not to do them after hearing what happened.
Yeah, it can be talking about sensitive topics.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
So when you're listening to a podcast and you don't have full context.
Yes.
And, you know, you accidentally press play without the headphones in on the train.
Oh.
And a very suspicious or out of context sentence comes out.
Comes out.
You have to exit that public transport as soon as you
can. Yeah, because I think you'll probably end up on a list.
That's the last thing you want to be doing.
That's right, yeah. But what's it? What is that? Oh, no.
I think they've heard of...
Yeah, I think now that they've...
they've heard about our creeper phones.
We've had to, you know... that's what we get for being honest. I guess now it's... we're going to have to go deal with the people that are knocking on the door.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.